Support for WMNF comes from our members and Frog Song Organics. Each week, Frog Song Organics delivers healthy produce and pasture-raised meats directly to homes and businesses in the Tampa Bay area. More at frogsungorganics.com, featuring seasonal crops, online shopping, and CSA.
This is WMNF Tampa. You're listening to the Health and Nutrition Show, hosted by Dr. Fred Harvey. I'm Sean Canan, and joining us on the phone right now is Dr. Harvey. Welcome, Fred.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks so much for joining us, and we are raising funds this hour in so we can tell you why it's worth supporting a great show like Health and Nutrition. And before you begin, Fred, I want to also introduce Grace, who is here from the Sustainable Living Show. Hi, Grace.
Good morning.
Welcome to both of you.
Hello, Grace.
Hi, how you doing?
So before we get too far, what I want to remind people is that these shows alternate on Mondays. And usually you'd hear either Sustainable Living or Health and Nutrition on Mondays at 10. But, you know, I've asked both of them to try to see if there's a way for it to be weekly. And so we're trying to figure out a way for both of these shows to come to you every single week. And if you're a listener to this show and you like either of these programs, please call us now and let us know if hearing them twice as often is something that you would support. You can call us at 813-238-8001. You can make a secure web donation at WMNF.org. We've got new program changes coming into effect on the 21st of June. So that's what, about 5 or 6 weeks away. And I hope that both of these shows will be weekly once that happens, but I want to find out if there's support from listeners like you. Give us a call with your $100 donation or your $5 or $10 a month donation by calling 813-238-8001. So Dr. Fred, why don't you tell our listeners who may be just joining us for the first time what your show is all about and what you hope people get from it.
Well, that's a great idea. The Health and Nutrition Show is a show I took over from my big sister, Eve Plews, a couple of years ago. She is a nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner, as I am. And so our focus in this show is to talk about human function more than illness. That's why it's health and nutrition, because function is, when optimal, doesn't allow for disease and illness. So our goal in functional medicine is to uplift the body with good nutrition, exercise, and other lifestyle changes, and talk about intensive nutritional supplementation, and even sometimes medications to make sure that the body can function at its most optimal. We talk about all kinds of out-of-the-box thinking on how to get the body running well so that you don't have to actually take pills and have surgery. We want to avoid that at all costs, but sometimes it's necessary, and we'll talk about that too, because it's all about using every tool that we have to help optimize human function.
And a lot of our listeners...
And there's another thing too that's really a big part of this, and that is the sustainability part. We can't sustain the current illness care system, and we need to work with people like Tanya and Grace and John in sustainability, because regenerative agriculture regenerates the planet health, which regenerates human health, and it's all part of regenerative medicine. So these two shows go hand in hand.
They do all tie together. And so if this is something that you as a listener appreciate, if you like hearing from Dr. Harvey every other week, and especially if you'd like to hear him every week giving you health advice and nutrition advice and sustainability advice, give us a call, 813-238-8001. You can also donate online at WMNF.org. And before we go too far, I'd like to ask Grace the same thing. Grace, your Sustainable Living Show is on every other week. You have co-hosts John Butts and Tanya, and the three of you do a great job of talking about sustainability. But what does that mean to you? When people listen to your show, what can they learn about?
You know, what I really think sustainable living is all about is being able to kind of build a bridge between our listeners and then the people and places and things in our community, and also going on in the world that can get them into what they can do to help us move forward in a more sustainable way, in a planet-friendly way. Because Dr. Harvey's right. The health of our planet and the health of us is all intertwined. You know, we talk about things like urban farming. We have that coming up. Ecotourism, climate change, even things just down to mushrooms and bees. Like, our list can go on and on because there's a way to tie sustainability into almost everything that we do. And being on WMNF as a community radio show kind of allows us to talk about some things that maybe aren't available on mainstream media. And so our listeners are kind of given this window into their local community and what they can do to get involved to really change the planet and the health of themselves and the health of their community.
That's Grace, one of the hosts of Sustainable Living, and she's going to join us for the first part of the show. Then John Butts is going to come on in the second half of the show to talk more about sustainable living. We also have on the line here Dr. Fred Harvey, who is the health and nutrition host. If these shows are worth supporting to you, we need to hear from you now. We need to hear from all supporters of health and nutrition and sustainable living. Call 813-238-8001 or pledge online at WMNF.org. And usually each week we get callers who want to ask questions of Dr. Harvey and get some great medical advice and health and nutrition advice. And we've even gotten some emails so far. I haven't decided whether I'm going to read these emails that have come in, because typically what we like to do during fundraising is, if you'd like to ask Dr. Fred a question, why don't you make a donation and put that in the question box there and let your phone answerer know, or type it into the website at WMNF.org, type your question there. And so that when we read your donation to his great program, we can also read your question and have Dr. Fred answer that. So please make a donation at WMNF.org or give us a call and make your donation with one of our great phone volunteers by calling 813-238-8001. And Dr. Fred, one of the things that you and I wanted to talk about this morning is this school in Miami that has some really radical, crazy, well, okay, I won't say crazy, I'll let you say that, some really radical ideas about vaccinations. What can you tell us about this school and about what's going on there?
Well, there's been a lot of news, New York Times, Miami Herald, talking about a school in Miami run by what I see as crazy people, but unfortunately that's a charged word. These people have been sold a whole story of disinformation that makes them think things that aren't real, and they won't listen to scientists about what's real, and they create these kooky scenarios. And this scenario that's being portrayed at this school by its owners is that the vaccine, well, these current medical interventions that are being used for coronavirus in America are actually harmful in this woman's idea. And she tells stories that have no founding in medicine about shedding of stuff and about how people that have had these medical shots are actually dangerous. In fact, she's damaging the children at the school because they're afraid to hug their parents because she told them that they're dangerous if they hug their parents. This is absolutely ridiculously wrong, and she is a dangerous person, and she shouldn't have a platform to really spread these lies to people and damage the emotions and spirit of people that are involved in her school. This is a horrible thing, and I don't know how, you know, she has free speech, but the free speech the parents have is to remove their kids from the school, but the damage has been done. This is a terrible situation where disinformation is trying to destroy our country and the world. And I don't know how we can control. This is worse than the coronavirus pandemic from my perspective. The disinformation pandemic is why the coronavirus pandemic was bad in America, because people didn't believe the reality. We have a serious problem here. I wish we had some solutions.
You know, and it's not just the U.S. I can think of some other places around the world where the disinformation is coming from the top, such as Brazil and India. Yeah. And now, yeah. And you look at the correlation there between where the pandemic is the worst, including India, where it is just absolutely out of control right now. So yeah, information is important.
Yeah, it really is. And the people that seem to be portraying this bad information are nationalist, populist, authoritarian kind of thinkers. And they don't let any other opinions out there. It's really very strange. And I think that this challenge for humanity is one of the biggest ones we're going to face going forward. More than infectious disease, this is an infectious disease of thinking.
813-238-8001 or WMNF.org is how you can fight disinformation by having real good information about. I think that I can say that our station has brought you really smart and helpful information about the coronavirus for the last 14 or 15 or 16 months. And certainly Dr. Fred Harvey's show, The Health and Nutrition Show, is one way that you can become informed about COVID-19 and about the coronavirus pandemic and about all sorts of health and nutrition issues. Please give us a call and support that. I want to read some people who have already called and thanked for supporting these shows. Before the program, before the fund drive even started, we had an anonymous donor from Parrish make a $21 donation. They say they enjoy Dr. Harvey, so thank you for that donation. But also during the show, thank you. During the show today, we had Michael Guitard from St. Petersburg is donating $200 and is getting our new t-shirt, which I'll talk about in a second. And he is supporting the Health and Nutrition Show and Sustainable Living. Also, anonymous from Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, is donating $92.92 and is says,
thank you so much.
Likes Dr. Fred Harvey. So thank you for those three supporters. We need to hear from about 17 more people this hour who are fans of the Health and Nutrition Show and who are fans of the Sustainable Living Show. And I'm going to bring Grace back on. Grace, you know, what are some of the topics that you've already covered on your show in the last few months that might remind people of why they would support financially a show like this?
You know, just recently we talked to the water keepers on sustainable living, and that for me was really eye-opening because, you know, water is life, and especially in a state like Florida, you know, water is everywhere, and you would think that everyone would realize its importance and, you know what's going on with it, and turns out that a lot of people don't, and it was a little bit sad for me to hear that it's not taken as seriously the quality of our water in the state of Florida as you would think. And it was really eye-opening for me, and I hope for a lot of listeners. He gave a ton of good information about where we can go, what we can do to really get involved in our communities, and that's so much of what Sustainable Living Show is about for me. We've also talked, we've had some really fun subjects like bees. We've talked a ton about beekeeping. We've done mushrooms, growing mushrooms. And then we have coming up a show about urban farming. So we're going to talk a lot about local food and, like Dr. Harvey was saying, regenerative agriculture and really getting to know the growers who provide our sustenance. You know, that's maybe the most important thing for a human. You know, you've got to eat, you've got to drink, you got to know where your food comes from, know your farmer, know the quality of your water. And these are things that we really want everybody to be thinking about. We want people to realize that it's the simple things, you know, our food, our water, our air, bees, insects, animals, trees, all of these things that seem so simple, but really are like the foundation of what's important. And we want everybody to learn about that. And we also want them to have fun. So we try to bring people on who are really passionate about what they're doing. So we want to inform, but we also want people to enjoy what they're listening to. So we hope that when people are listening to us, they're also having a good time.
And Grace, your show, the one that you were talking about with the waterkeeper, so informative, talking about the possible pollution, the almost certain pollution that's reaching other parts of Tampa Bay from that Piney Point disaster. I mean, that was just such a crucial show that you had at such an important time. So if this is the type of programming out there that you support as a listener, give us a call, 813-238-8001. Or you can donate on the line on the web at WMNF.org. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, so if you're just joining us, you may have missed this. I'm really trying to gauge how much people enjoy these shows and if these shows should be weekly. So if you support these shows moving to a weekly format, each of them, both shows being on every single week, give us a call at 813-238-8001 and make a donation to these shows to tell me that their support, tell the station that their support. I think it'd be great to have them on, but I'm just one person. I can't make all the decisions just based on what I like. So I want to hear from the listeners. Go to WMNF.org and make a donation to either of these shows if you support having them on weekly. And Dr. Fred, Diane has written in that she already made a donation this morning and that she has this question. She says, I take 75 micrograms of Okay, thyroxine for thyroid, yeah. And have Hashimoto's. I have regular blood work done and comes back okay, but I'm always fatigued and sometimes depressed. Are there supplements that I can take to help? My son is also taking L-thyroxine for thyroid. Would the same supplements apply for a male? Always appreciate your advice. So that's a question that comes from Diane, who says she donated earlier. So what would you say to her, Fred?
It's not an easy fix, but I would consider that fatigue and depressed mood are not necessarily the thyroid itself. Could be lots of other things, including even some of the food you're eating. Too much sugar, too much gluten, even drinking alcohol can do that. But there are some supplements that can support the thyroid and thyroid conversion. One thing, thyroid T4 thyroxine is converted into T3 in the body, and T3 is the active hormone. And so it would be worthwhile to look at the total T3 count and the reverse T3 count, because reverse T3 is inactivated. And so looking at those ratios can really help a functional medicine doctor tease out what's going on physiologically. But you might want to get an adrenal check too, a salivary adrenal four-time during the day test shows us how the thyroid and the adrenals interact, which is really critical. But good B vitamins, ashwagandha, some micro doses of some minerals like zinc and copper and selenium help with the conversion of thyroid hormones. So if you're taking a really good, high-quality multivitamin, multimineral with activated Bs and chelated minerals, you're probably already on the right path. But if you're not, I would add that before I do anything else, and then get the doctor to check that T3, reverse T3, and an adrenal panel, because there's no easy fix.
All right. Thank you for that. And if that's helpful to you, please give us a call, 813-238-8001. That's Dr. Fred Harvey. He's the host of the Health and Nutrition Show here on WMNF. I'm Sean Canaan. And we also have Grace on, who is a host of one of the hosts of the Sustainable Living Show. In just a few minutes, Grace is going to drop off. And then John is going to join us live in the studio, John Butts. And so if you are a supporter of either of these shows, the Health and Nutrition Show or Sustainable Living, give us a call right now, 813-238-8001, and tell us why you love it and make your donation in support. We really can only keep going with the financial support of listeners like you. I want to thank a couple of people who have just donated for the Health and Nutrition Show and for Sustainable Living. Alexandra is donating $10.50 from Sarasota. Thank you for that. And
thank you.
Alexandra Mars is her employer, so thank you for that. And also, Nina Large is from Sarasota and is donating $25. And Nina has a question, has a comment or a question that's going to, I'm going to read in just a second. And Nina says, I would like to hear Dr. Harvey every week. So that's a great vote of confidence that to hear Dr.
Thank
Harvey's
you,
Health and Nutrition Show every single week. Give us a call and make your donation, 813-238-8001. Here is what Nina says. If you're diagnosed with GERD, that's G-E-R-D, how can you tell if you have too much acid or not enough if the symptoms are the same?
So GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, otherwise known as heartburn, is a problem that I see originates often with histamine. Histamine is a normal amino acid our bodies contain, but it stores it up when it needs it for reaction. Certain foods contain histamine, and sometimes our bodies don't do well with histamine. So if we eat histamine-containing foods like fermented foods like sauerkraut, and tomatoes and red wine and aged cheeses, they can trigger a response from histamine. And so I would recommend that we look online for a low histamine diet and avoid some of the histamine foods. In addition, one of the older medications, the H2 blocker called famotidine, is an antihistamine that works in the gut. And it's one of the best things to stop heartburn without taking one of the purple pills that's associated with dementia and depression and osteoporosis. Stick with famotidine when you have this problem. And I bet if you avoid the histamine foods, you'll have a lot less GERD.
And what about for the other the other person? I think it was her son.
With GERD, I think it's all the same.
It's also possible. I was I might have been confusing the previous caller. I apologize.
That might have been the thyroid one, yeah, too. And it's all the same for that one, too.
I made a mistake. All right, so 813-238-8001 is the number for you to call in every single, well, every other Monday at this point. We have Dr. Fred Harvey calling in to the station and telling us his health and nutrition advice and answering your questions. And if that's something that you support, give us a call, 813-238-8001. We also have the Sustainable Living Show that we want to, that you can support as well by calling the same number, 813-238-8001, WMNF.org. I'm going to bring Grace on in just a second because she probably has to leave pretty soon. But let me first thank a couple of people. Juan Garcia from Bradenton is donating $20 and says, thanks to Dr. Fred for doing the show. So thank you for that donation. And also Lurline Aslanian from Sarasota is donating $63, is getting the WMNF reusable grocery bag. So there's a sustainability gift right there. And she writes, could Dr. Harvey say if there's anything new about the Novavax vaccine and when it's expected to be available? So Dr. Harvey, if you don't mind, can I have you answer that in just a second? Because I want to bring Grace on to, if Grace, you have any final words before you have to go about why people should be supporting the Sustainable Living Show.
Sure. You know, I'll get a little sentimental for a minute. I'm a born and raised here in Tampa, and I kind of grew up in the backseat of my parents' car listening to WMNF. And so it's kind of come full circle for me here. Now I'm on WMNF and my kids can listen to me on the radio. And, you know, they're able to learn about all of these things that they're used to in their daily life. You know, we do permaculture and we keep bees, and those are things that I really have wanted to instill in my kids is important. I want them to grow up knowing that these are the important things in life. And I'm so happy to have an outlet and a place in our community where we are able to give that information out, because I really think that it's important. And, you know, you guys have been around for a long time. I've been listening to you forever, and now I'm here, and it's not without listener support. You know, every dollar counts, and it's the listeners that literally sustain the Sustainable Living Show. So I really appreciate everyone who contributes and everyone who comes bi-monthly to listen to us. And, you know, it would be really cool to be on once a week. And I also would like to hear Dr. Harvey every week.
Well, Grace, thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll hear your show again next Monday at 10 o'clock. And thanks for coming on. And that just is a great way for us to transition from Grace to, in a few minutes, we'll hear from John Butts, one of the other hosts of Sustainable Living. Is Grace is putting the community in community radio. If you had parents listen to this station years ago, or if you are trying to share the station with your kids, it's such a part of the community. We need to keep it part of the community. And the way that happens is for us all to get together and a little bit at a time. It may seem like a lot to you, but if you can donate just $5 a month or $10 a month to keep this radio station going, that's how it works. 813-238-8001. So thanks so much for joining us, Grace. And we're going to bring John on in just a few minutes. But this is a good time maybe for us to transition back to Dr. Fred and answer that question. Let me ask it one more time. And this person who donated by calling 813-238-8001 or by donating online at WMNF.org, this person asked, could Dr. Harvey say if there's anything new about the Novavax vaccine and when it's expected to be available?
I will definitely answer Lurline's question, but I wanted to do a transition from something that Grace said when she was talking about the water keepers to tie it into human health and health and nutrition. You know, Manatee County just approved for Mosaic and to begin injecting water into the aquifer, essentially, and to have these tiny point toxic waters to be injected into the ground. Florida's a sponge. We can't do this. These people are putting, like, they're shoving dirt under the carpet, basically. Somebody's going to have to pull up the carpet someday and clean this out. I am incensed that they are using Florida's natural resources to hide corporate toxins and not making the corporations who are bankrupt and raped the area HK Holdings raped that area and took $17 million out of Florida and has given nothing back. And now our tax dollars are going to help them hide their waste? This is insanity. It's going to be killing Floridians into the future. It's like the Tampa Electric plant when it lied about the scrubbers on its stacks and it dumped 3,600 tons of mercury on Florida's aquifers. And you can read the Florida Safe Fish Report. Just Google Safe Fish Florida and you can get the Florida Fisheries Report about how much mercury is in all of the freshwater and estuarine fish in this state. It's disgusting, and our legislature needs to be held accountable for this rape.
It's Dr. Fred Harvey, the host of our health and nutrition show. And we also have guests, our hosts on from the Sustainable Living Show. And Dr. Fred is making the connection between sustainability and health and nutrition and the environment. And just a tiny, tiny clarification. The Manatee County Commission says it's pumping the wastewater to below the drinking water aquifer. But of course, as you pointed out, who knows how that's going to mix with, you know, the water.
Think about this concept. They're drilling through the aquifer.
Exactly.
And they're putting toxic stuff through the aquifer below it. These people are completely insane. Absolutely. They should all be voted out. They are absolutely not trustable.
And Dr. Harvey is not speaking for the station when he talks about electoral politics.
I am not speaking for the station. I'm speaking for me and all Floridians because we are all endangered by this insanity. So, Lurline, I love you and thank you for the question. Novavax is going to be the first actual vaccine released for this major pandemic that we're dealing with. And Novavax looks like it's coming up on approval really shortly. They finished the British trials. They're getting closer to the American ones. And I think that this actual protein-derived coronavirus spike protein vaccine will be available by early June. And that's really in line with getting herd immunity because it's not expected that we would get there till August or September anyway and possibly later because there's a whole segment of the population is unwilling to get any kind of intervention for this, including the people at that Miami school. So there's a lot of work to do here, but Novavax is coming up, and I'm excited for that. I'd like to see that get approved really fast.
That's Dr. Fred Harvey. He is the host of WMNF's Health and Nutrition Show. It comes to you right now every other Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm Sean Canaan. And joining us also in the studio now is John Butts. He's one of the co-hosts of the Sustainable Living Show, which comes to you every other Monday at 10 in the morning. And as I've been saying throughout this show, my hope, our hope, I think, is that we can get both of these hosts to come back every single week if there's enough listener support. So please give us a call. Let us know if you support having sustainable living and health and nutrition both on every week. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. If you can make a $5 a month Circle of Friends membership or $10 a month donation, sustaining donation to WMNF. So, John, welcome to your show, Sustainable Living. I'm glad you can make it in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean, for working the board there for us. And I really always enjoy listening to Dr. Harvey. He's such an inspirational person. And it really kind of, you wonder about all this, these gigantic gypsum stacks and all this wonderful fertilizer. And the reality, I got this little farm out there, and hey, I'm not part of that. You know, like we go around and we pick up these little cow patties and we compost it and we use it to grow vegetables. We're no part of that. And you think about that, that's the way, you know, this closed loop permaculture type farming, you know, like that's what we're supposed to be, you know, regenerate. You know, Dr. Harvey talked about regenerative farming, but really it doesn't have to be. It's so funny. I used to grow vegetables, my brother, and we were IPM, but we still bought this chemical. And the reality is, you know, like Do we really have to do that? And like I say, we don't. You know, like it's kind of like at the time we had to do soil tests because there was always some kind of you need a little more of this or a little more of that. But reality, if you just compost what's natural, we haven't had to do any kind of soil tests. Everything, so you come out to the farm, you got this beautiful stuff, and it's you know, the soil has been enriched, and it's, you know, like you can plant strawberries and you can grow them for 4 or 5 months. Actually, we still have scarred strawberries now. Okay, they're not gigantic ones. We don't harvest millions of them, but we still have organic strawberries to this day. And it's just kind of like that's what the Sustainable Living Show has always been about, is how do we do this? You know, and people, there's always like this debate on about sustainability, but the reality is if we want anything whatsoever for our kids, we have to start right now. All you got to do is listen to the NPR News, and every week there's something. There's something in there. There's a little thing, little news bit, like last week it was, scientists are saying that we're going to hit that 3 degrees Celsius, and we're going to have 30 feet more water by the end of this century. And it's just like, it's craziness. We really need to stop. We need to really, you know, like, give me a break. You know, like, we listen to Democracy Now, which is a great program, and it's a great source of information here at WMNF, and about all these poor people. And here we're in the, you know, one of the richest countries in the world. And, you know, like, we think, everything's, you know, just fine. You know, we're going to get some electric cars, and everything's going to be, well, we're going to have to really make some sacrifices and change the way that we need to do it. And here at WMNF, we are the only station that airs Democracy Now in the Tampa Bay area that I know of.
The only full power station. There is a small micro community radio station in Sarasota that also airs it. But if you're talking about full power stations, yes, that's true. Democracy Now is only aired on WMNF.
And that's the reason we need to support WMNF. It's the only thing we have, and it's like you want to do something for the community. That's when you donate to WMNF, you're doing something for everybody here. We all are connected, and this is so important.
That's John Butts, the host of Sustainable Living, which happens every other Monday at 10 o'clock and on WMNF 88.5 FM in Tampa. And we're hoping that the show, once our program changes occur on June 21st, I'd like to see that show go weekly if there is support for it. And I'd like to see Dr. Fred Harvey's show go weekly as well. What do you think? Give us a call, 813-238-8001 with your donation. Is there anybody out there who can make a $500 donation to support these great shows? Or maybe you can donate $20 a month or $10 a month or $5 a month on our Circle of Friends sustaining membership. I have a lot of people I'd like to thank right now. If you could, the two of you will let me do that right now. Anonymous.
Please.
Yeah. Anonymous from Sarasota is donating $20. Thank you for that donation, and likes the Health and Nutrition Show. So thank you for that. Also, Brittany from Lakeland is donating $25. And Brittany says, the donation is from the Pink Piano Wine and Live Music Bar in Lakeland. We love WMNF and Dr. Harvey. So thank you for that, to the Pink Piano. Also, Anonymous from St. Petersburg is donating $60, and they say that please make both Alternative Health, which is Sustainable Living, and the Health and Nutrition Show, please make them both weekly. I do not like the program changing to national shows since the regretful firing of Rob Lori. So that is our hopes. We do hope to have more local shows and fewer national shows. So once our program changes come into effect on June 21st, that is our goal, to really focus on the local, with the local hosts, the local experts hosting these shows, like John Butts, an organic farmer, like Dr. Fred Harvey, a health and nutrition expert, a doctor. So thank you to that anonymous donor from St. Petersburg. Also, I'd like to thank Elisa Harvey from Riverview with a $26.25 donation is getting out one of our bumper stickers. So thank you for that. Also, Michael from Riverview, $63 donation, says there should be more voices on the air like Dr. Fred Harvey. So if you agree with any of those sentiments, please give us a call, 813-238-8001. John?
I agree with that comment that we need more shows like Dr. Harvey. Of course, we would love to have him every week. I have a generous donation from Betsy in St. Petersburg for $50, and also Georgianne Nugent, and she's from Sarasota. I hope I got your name right there. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, that generous $25 donation.
Thank you for those donations. Now we'd like to thank you, 813-238-8001. 8001 or WMNF.org is how you can support shows like Sustainable Living and shows like the Health and Nutrition Show. If you think it's important to have local programmers come on the air and talk to you as experts and bring on experts, give us a call, 813-238-8001. Fred?
I wanted to shout out that, we have all these amazing information shows, but we haven't mentioned music. And every day there's stuff I want to listen to. The Traffic Jam this afternoon is amazing. And Mo Blues Monday, The Freak Show tomorrow, and 360 of the Blues on Wednesday, and the Postmodern Hootenanny, and Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival, and Cam Dilly's Eclectic Alternatives, and on Saturday, Florida Folk and the Acoustic Peace Club. And who gets to listen to Gospel Hour and Sunday Simca other than on WMNF? The music offerings are so amazing, and it's just such a vibrant community of local people that are putting this together.
Yeah, we love the music here on WMNF, and I hope that you call in and support the music shows, and I also hope you call in and support the great news and public affairs programming that we bring you. It's at 10 o'clock right now, every other Monday. Sustainable Living and Health and Nutrition are the two shows that alternate on Mondays. We would like to bring them weekly, 813-238-8001. We still need to raise about another $1,000 this hour in the next 20 minutes, and we need to hear from you. That's about 10 more callers. Give us a call, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Hey, Dr. Fred, do you mind if I read one of the email questions that came in? I don't know if this person has donated yet, but so Amy in St. Pete says, please give an example again of foods to avoid for GERD, antihistamine foods, good or bad. What are antihistamine foods? She asks, and she asks, avoid dairy. Thank you very much. She'll send in a donation. So thank you for that, Amy. And we do hope you send your donation to WMNF.org or by calling 813-238-8001. So Dr. Fred, what are some specific things to when you say antihistamine foods?
Well, I'm not saying antihistamine, I'm saying low histamine or histamine limited foods. And so the things that are high in histamine are fermented foods. So vinegars that are not distilled vinegar, so apple cider vinegar, wine vinegar, balsamic vinegar, these things can be irritating. Naturally fermented pickles, naturally fermented sauerkraut, and aged cheeses like Roquefort and Blue, and tomatoes and avocados. If you Google histamine intolerance diet or low histamine diet, you will find a list of foods. But dairy isn't necessarily on there unless it is the fermented aged dairy. Yogurt is in the middle. Kefir is in the middle because it is fermented, but it's not aged. So it doesn't generate as much histamine. Aging of the food creates histamine. Tuna, fresh tuna steak, if it's actually left to fester for a couple of days instead of being eaten immediately, it will create histamine. It's from a group of fish called the scomboid fish. And if they've gone bad, I have seen people in the emergency room covered head to toe with hives because they ate a large dose of histamine in the fish. So you know your sushi is bad if you get hives. So those are the main things. Alcohol definitely is something to avoid when you have GERD as well, because it causes that response.
All right, so thank you for that question. I believe it was from Amy. And so Dr. Fred Harvey is answering questions that people call in donations for. Give us a call at 813-238-8001 or donate online at WMNF.org. This is Georgianne, who says she'll call in to her donation to support. She says, thank you for your sage medical advice. I'm considering a functional medicine telehealth consultation to review recent blood work. How could my implements plan work in conjunction with my PCP? Now, I have to admit that I don't know what some of these terms mean, so maybe you can explain them. Do you understand what she's asking? She also says she'd love to listen in weekly. So thank you, Georgianne, for that comment.
Thank you, Georgianne, and for the donation. So PCP is primary care physician. If people have an insurance-based primary care physician, most functional practitioners are not based in insurance because of the nature of what we do. Functional consultations, a second opinion type visit, doesn't require that you lose your primary care doctor. And most functional physicians are very willing to provide an entire treatment plan and rationale for what we're going to implement to help someone get healthy and stay healthy. And it can coincide very well with what a primary care doctor would be doing, and might even help the primary care doctor help the patient eliminate some of the medications that are treating some of the imbalances that we can correct naturally. And so it really works very well if people want to maintain primary care with an insurance-based physician to maintain some cost control, but still do functional medicine guidance and coaching.
All right, so thanks for that question, Georgianne, and thank you for your donation. Nina is writing back, and she made a donation earlier, and she just would like you to restate the name of that supplement to take for GERD. She missed that.
Actually, there is a supplement you can get. It's an enzyme called diamine oxidase. There's a couple of brand names on the market, but DAO, diamine oxidase, is the enzyme. So look for that generically. And then a medication that's been over the counter for 30 years, and I've used it regularly. It was one of the first ulcer medications, is called famotidine, Pepcid, or Pepcid AC has a little bit of antacid in it. But famotidine is the generic. And it's one of that class that's available and has been available for years. And I have really not seen any adverse consequences for anybody taking that one.
Our guest is...
Oh, spelled F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E.
All right. Thank you so much. Fred Harvey is answering your questions. If you make a donation today, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. We also have John Butts, who's one of the hosts of Sustainable Living here on WMNF. And John has somebody to thank.
Yes, Lisa made a generous $100 donation, and she's in Tampa, and she's all for the both shows weekly. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. That's great to know. I appreciate all that feedback. If you do want to weigh in on whether sustainable living and the Health and Nutrition Show, if they should be weekly, please give us a call, 813-238-8001, and make a donation. You can also donate online at WMNF.org. This anonymous donor is calling from Sarasota and is contributing $25. So thank you for that donation. I think we still need about 8 more people to call, 813-238-8001. So this is a call out to anyone who supports the Health and Nutrition Show or who supports sustainable living. Please give us a call. We have about 12 minutes left in the show. We will not be raising on funds for these shows again until the fall. So please give us a call, 813-238-8001. If you're a fan of these shows, especially if you're a fan of them becoming weekly, we do need to hear that there is support. Can you make a $10 a month donation on the Circle of Friends by calling 813-238-8001? Dr. Fred, let me read one more question that came in by email of someone who says that they are going to donate. This is from Anonymous in Pinellas County. This person says, a family member has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer through the VA. We're awaiting a treatment plan. Please advise us as to nutrition and do's and don'ts, nutrition do's and don'ts, herbs and supplements, and anything that's relevant from your experience for pancreatic cancer. That's from Anonymous in Pinellas County. So what would you say, Dr. Fred?
Well, that's a difficult one, as we all know. I think that limiting the amount of work the pancreas has to do right now is really important. So every meal, no matter what the meal, you should take a very broad spectrum digestive enzyme, because the pancreas is stressed and isn't going to be producing much in the way of enzymes. You want to actually probably eat smaller meals so it's easier to digest, maybe something every 2 hours, because it's really difficult. I would avoid gluten. I would avoid eggs. And I would avoid dairy and try to get more lean proteins because they're easier to digest, smaller amounts, and lots of vegetables, 80 to 90% vegetables, and 50 grams to 75 grams of protein for support from a variety of sources, vegetable and animal. I think while you're waiting for definitive action, those are kind of good things to do.
813-238-8001. If you are a fan of the Sustainable Living Show or of the Health and Nutrition Show, we have Dr. Fred Harvey, the host of the Health and Nutrition Show, on the line. And we also have John Butts, who is an organic farmer and one of the hosts of Sustainable Living here on in the air studio with us. And we're taking your donations right now to help to keep the station going and to help to keep these shows on the air. 813-238-8001 is how you can do that. You can also make a donation on our secure website at WMNF.org. A few minutes ago, one of our donors took the brand new WMNF t-shirt. I wanted to explain that to you just for a second. It's available for an $88.50 donation. And it is, I have to say, the best t-shirt we've had in years. It is a great color. It's kind of a blue-gray color. It's a really unique color that you haven't seen before on a t-shirt, perhaps, which is, I think, is neat. It's to have a new color. And the logo is fantastic. It's by a local artist, a graphic designer in St. Petersburg called Todd Bates. And you may have heard him interviewed on Art in Your Ear on Friday. And it says WMNF 88.5, and there's lightning bolts and there's fists, and it just represents power and empowerment. When I see it, it looks empowered to me. So this is a beautiful t-shirt, a very simple design, but also a very bold design. Can it be bold and simple at the same time? I think it can, because this is so beautiful. $88.50. Give us a call, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. We want to keep shows like the Health and Nutrition Show on the air. We also want to keep Sustainable Living with hosts like John Butts on the air. Why is it important to keep your show on the air, John?
Well, I tell you what, sustainability is really important. And shows we've been doing, you know, the first show that I did was on solar. And, you know, even to this day, you know, like 15, 16 years later, it's so important. You know, this is one thing, and we did a show, I guess this spring on solar again. And it's the same thing. And this is another little thing we heard on NPR lately, was that there isn't any source of power cheaper than solar. And there really is not a state. Now, Arizona and maybe parts of Texas and out west, they might have a little clearer skies. And you might get a few more peak hours of sunlight during the day. But Florida, it's like a no-brainer to you know, if you don't have solar, it's just like, it's always like people are worrying about the cost. Good, you know, please think about it. It's, you do something for yourself. You do something for society. You do something for humanity. When you put in a solar panel, it's just like all these crazy people. All my life, I've always heard about people. They go, oh, well, so-and-so has this free energy machine. Hey, we've had it for a long time. It's right there. You know, Jimmy Carter, back in the 80s, really at that point, we were ready to go with this. I guess maybe it was the 80s. But, you know, to this day, it's just like, to me, me, you know, we have these solar co-ops, United Solar Neighbors. Go to their website. It's just a vast amount of information. And the whole thing is, even with solar today, it's like so many things, the hard costs are only one third. So that means if you got a little bit of time and you're a little, you know, you can put two wires together and put a wire nut on there, you can put in a solar system and save just gobs of money. But if you're afraid of doing that, join these solar co-ops. It's a no-brainer. Just do it, you know.
Yeah, there are solar co-ops that are open right now in both Pinellas and in Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. They're closing pretty soon, I think. Email me at dj@wmnf.org, and I will get you the addresses of those, how you can get into contact with those solar co-ops. But one thing that has changed in the 15 years or whatever it's been since you first started talking about solar on the air here, John, is that back then it was almost like a luxury. It was like if you could afford solar, it would be good for the environment. Mm-hmm. But now it is the cheapest source of energy in the world. You can't drill natural gas and pipeline it to a different state cheaper than you can by doing solar. It used to be more expensive. Now it is way less expensive. So everyone should have solar, really.
Yeah, and distributed solar. Think about it. You know, and really, they solved these problems. You know, like Natural Capitalism was a book that was put out in the early 90s. And they talked about this. This reduces the need to build more power plants. You know, the more panels we can put on rooftops and work on our infrastructure, it's just like it's a no-brainer. If you really want to do something, if you really care, well, if you really want to do something, you really care, make a donation to WMNF so we can continue to do these shows about the environmental things that we can do, the people that want to do them. There's so many people that probably could care less. So that means that certain people, like the community of WMNF, really have to go forward and show our neighbors and show them, you know, just like me. We got a daggum, for 2 months, we didn't even have a cost on our power bill. And then our last bill was like $9, you know, give me a break. You know, like this is an old system, but I look at the thing and we have saved, you know, like it keeps track of all the carbon that you save. And we have saved like, you know, probably close to 100 tons of carbon. Is that, you know, can ring a bell like, wait a minute, how can you do that? Just put in a solar system. I mean, you can save all kinds of, and save our environment. And like I say, you do something for everybody when you do something like that.
Yeah, that's great. And that just reminds you of why you should be supporting a show like this. 813-238-8001 is the number to call in to support sustainable living with John Butts and Grace and Tanya. Or you can support the Health and Nutrition Show with Dr. Fred Harvey, who is also on the line. And I'm getting word that we may have just gotten a $500 anonymous gift. So
wow,
that's fantastic. We still could use about $300 or $400 more by the end of the show. 813-238-8001. I might be getting the information about that gift right now, but let me read some people who thank. But in the meantime, can you thank us, and can you support WMNF by going to WMNF.org and making your donation for the Sustainable Living Show and for Dr. Fred Harvey's Health and Nutrition Show? Can you do that, or by calling 813-238-8001 in the last 2.5 minutes of the show? Well, I want to thank Jeff Carroll for a $100 donation. Jeff says he's been listening since 92 in good health because of WMNF. So that's great. 30 or so years of good health because of the Health and Nutrition Show and other shows on WMNF. Thank you, Paul. Also, Rosemary and John Cannon from Sarasota are donating $50. They say, I love that you are thinking about having both shows every week, and they've been listening for years. Both shows are great. So thank you for that vote of support. Hopefully, starting on June 21st, we will have both of these shows weekly. 813-238-8001 if you'd like to weigh in on that with your donation. Or you can call, or you can go to the website, WMNF.org. Denise Hilliard from Largo, $25 contribution, says, thank you for the community outpouring and education. I love the station. Thank you for that. We love you too, all of our donors. Also, an anonymous contribution. Here is the anonymous contribution that just came in, and thank you so much for that. Appreciate that. It says, Well, it says it's anonymous, so thank you for that. Also, Patricia Callahan from Tampa is donating $50. Thank you. And she says that both programs provide invaluable information. If you agree with that this is invaluable information, we need to know that there is support out there. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Dr. Fred, any last words before the show is over?
I just want to thank everyone who has donated, and I want to ask again for everybody who loves this show and wants it to go weekly, send some money today so we know that you want this to be a weekly show. This is a big commitment for me, and I really love doing it. I'm really considering ramping it up to weekly, so let me know how much you want me to do that. Send some money, send some input, get us some emails, call the station, be involved here. Call that number, 813-238-8001. And let us know that you want both these shows to be on weekly because it's such valuable information.
And John Butts, in the last few minutes, a few seconds we have here, what would you say to listeners?
Well, I want to really tell you that Dr. Harvey, I really appreciate you being on this, spending the time with us. And I love your program. And like I say, these are very, very important shows. Thank you very much. Thanks for the people that have donated. Sean?
Thank you so much to everyone who has donated. And call in 813-238-8001. And stay tuned after the NPR headlines on WMNF Tampa St. Peter's. We have a great poetry reading and speech by the late, great beat poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti. I hope you tune in. We're going to be giving away for a donation CD copies of this great speech by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Stay tuned to WMNF Tampa, and thank you.